So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the halacha of Ein Meichrinlem B'Mechubel Karka. In Eretz Yisrael, one may not sell to an Akam a house or tree that is connected to the ground, and certainly not the actual land, because the Pasuk states, Lo Yisachinam, Leitidlem Chaniyah B'Karka. A Jew may not give an Akam any sort of ownership over the land of Eretz Yisrael. This is an Issa D'Oraisa. Our next Mishnah proceeds with a Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yisrael regarding Schiris, whether a Jew may rent a house or field to an Akum in Eretz Yisrael. And regarding areas outside Eretz Yisrael, where the Mechira and Schiris are permitted. Zok the Mishnah. Rav Meir says, Eima Schirin Lehem Batim be'Eretz Yisrael, ve'in Tzarech Lehem Masadis. In Eretz Yisrael, both a house and certainly a field may not be rented to an Akum, and certainly a Meichrin may not be sold to an Akum. Uvesuria, Maskirin Lehem Batim, avalei Sadis. In Syria, a house may be rented, but a field may not be rented to an Akum. And regarding both, Ein Meichrin. Ubechutz Laretz, Meichrin and Batim, Umaskirin Sadis. Outside Eretz Yisrael, a house may be sold and certainly rented, but a field may only be rented but not sold. Div Remeir, this is the opinion of Remeir. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says each location moves down one level of Kula as follows. Be'Eretz Yisrael, Maskirin Lehem Batim, Avaloi Sadis. In Eretz Yisrael, a house may be rented, but a field may not be rented. Regarding both, however, a meichrin. Uvesuria meichrin batim maskirin sadis. In Syria, a house may be sold, but a field may only be rented, but not sold. Uvechutz laretz meichrin elu ve'elu. Outside Eretz Yisrael, both a house and field may be sold, and certainly rented to an akum. The Mishnah continues. Af ben makim she'amru lahaskir loy lebeis dira amru v'mneishu machnes l'teiche avodis kechavim. And even in places where a house may be rented, it may be used only for storage, but the Akum may not dwell there, because he brings his Avodah Zarah into the house, and the Pasuk states, Le'savi te'evel be'secha. A Jew may not keep an Avodah Zarah in his house. The Gemara explains the Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yisi as follows. Regarding Eretz Yisrael, Rav Meir holds Ein Maskirin Lehem Batim Midrabanan, because Gezeira Otu Mechira. There is a concern that one might also come to sell a house, which is an Issa D'Oraisa of Chaniyas Karka. And certainly a field Ein Maskirin Lehem Sada, because Gezeira Otu Mechira Disbutarti. There's a concern that one might also come to sell a field for which there are two Isurim, Chaniyas Karka and the Komafka Lam Meiser. A field that is sold to a non-Jew becomes exempt from Trumas Amaisis. While Rabbi Yisi holds Maskirin Lam Batim, because Batim the less Buhutarti La Gazabu Rabbanan. There's no Gezer for Schira, because for Mechira of a house there's only one Isur, Chaniyas Karka. However, Rabbi Yisi agrees that a Maskirin Lam Sada, because Sada is the Buhutarti Gazabu Rabbanan. There's a gzera for schira, because for mechira of a field there are two isurim, chaniyas karka and the komafka lamemaisa. Regarding Surya, Meir holds maskirin lehem batim avaloi sadis, because he holds kibush yochid shmei kibush. The personal conquests of David HaMelech rendered these lands part of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, regarding mechira in Syria, there is an issa d'oraisa, and both batim and sadis are forbidden. However, schiras in Syria is only gzera d'rabbanan that one might come to mechira in Syria. Therefore, Sada dis betarti gazabir rabbanan. Batim de les butarti la gazabir rabbanan. While Rabbi Yisi holds meichrin batim umaskirin sadis, because he holds kibush yachid loishme kibush. The personal conquests of David HaMelech did not render these lands part of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since mechir in Syria is only gzir rabbanan that one might come to mechir in Eretz Yisrael, Sada dis betarti gazabir rabbanan, batim de les butarti la gazabir rabbanan. While regarding schiris in Syria, there is no gzir at all that one might come to mechir in Syria, because this would be gzera le gzera. Regarding Chutz Laretz, Rav Meir holds Meichrin and Batim or Maskirin Sadis, because since regarding Mechir and Chutz Laretz, there is only a Gzered Rabbanan that one might come to Mechir in Eretz Yisrael, therefore Sada de Isbe Tarti Gazabu Rabbanan. Batim de Lesbu Tarti La Gazabu Rabbanan. While regarding Schiris and Chutz Laretz, there is no Gzer at all that one might come to Mechir and Chutz Laretz, because this would be a Gzer le Gzer. While Rabbi Yisi holds Meichrin Elu Ve Elu, and there is no Gzer at all that one might come to Mechir in Eretz Yisrael, because Kivin de Merchek La Gezrinan. Chutz Laretz is more distant from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul Halacha Rabbi Yisi, however, Ubovach Le'yaseno Shchuna. One may not establish a non-Jewish neighborhood by selling homes to three Akum. The Mishnah concludes, B'chol Malkum Le'yasko Le'yasamerchetz B'neishu Nikra Al Shemoy. As the Bryce explains, the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Malil, who says, Le'yisker Adam Mechetzel La'ovit Kechav B'neishu Nikra Al Shemoy. In all areas, one may not rent his bathhouse to a non-Jew, because since all know that the merchatz belongs to the Jew, they will assume that the non-Jew is merely a schir yoim, a day laborer, and not an aris, a worker who gets a percentage of the profits, because arisa de merchatz le'av de inshi, people usually do not take a merchatz for arisas. And therefore, v'ayvi kacham mizel, isa bay malacha b'shabas l'b'yam t'ayvim, people will be chayshid, suspect the Jewish owner of asking the non-Jew to work from on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, avosadeyu la'evi kachav mishari. In chutz la'aretz, one is permitted to rent his field to a non-Jew, and there's no concern for chashad because arisa arisusei ka'avit. Since people usually take a field for arisas, they will assume that the non-Jew is an aris and he does the malacha on Shabbos for his own benefit and he's not working for the Jewish owner. The Gemara, however, is medayik that only la'yisko adam mechetzel la'evi kachav. However, avol merchetz lakuti shari. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a Jew is permitted to rent his bathhouse to a kuti because on Shabbos v'yamtiv a kuti does not do malacha, and on chol hamoed malacha in the merchatz is permitted. And certainly, sadeu l'kuti shari, a Jew is permitted to rent his field to a kuti, and even though on chol hamoed malacha in the sada is forbidden, nevertheless, people assume that he's an aris and arisa arisusa kavit. The Gemara cites a second brayso in which Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees and holds lo yaska adam sadeu l'kuti v'nishnikras al shemai v'kuti zeh isa by malacha b'chol shemayit. A Jew is forbidden to rent his field to a kuti because people will assume that he is a schir yaim and they will be chayshur the Jewish owner of asking the kuti to work for malachol shemayit. And they won't assume that the kuti is an aris because arisusa l'Rabbi Shimon Elazar lesle. But even so, sadeu l'ev k'chom shari, even though people might assume that the non-Jew is a schir yaim, because daminan le vitzayas. The non-Jew will comply with the owner's request not to work on Shabbos. However, sadeu l'kuti aser, because kuti litzayas, the amar ano gemir netvei menach. The kuti will not comply with the owner's request, as he claims to be more learned. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that discusses the halacha regarding Yisrael v'ev k'chavim, shekiblu sada b'shutfas. The Jew and a non-Jew partner to work together in a field and split the profits. After they already became partners, the Jew may not arrange with the non-Jew to do all the work on Shabbos, and instead he will do all the work on one weekday and split the profits evenly, because as Rashi explains, since the Jew was initially obligated to do half the work on Shabbos, the non-Jew serves as the Jew's agent to complete his portion of the work. However, if they made this arrangement before they became partners, it's permitted because the halakha kibul ala Yisrael avoided the Shabbos be'in akam shluchay. Since the Jew was not initially obligated to do any work on Shabbos, the non-Jew is not considered the Jew's agent. As Rashi explains, this is a third case. If kiblu stam ba'asu stam, if they did not make any arrangements, not before nor after they became partners, and the non-Jew did all the work on Shabbos and the Jew did all the work on a weekday, they may not calculate and divide the profits evenly because the schar Shabbos hu neitel the gali daited the akam shlucha haya. The Jew is receiving payment for the work that the non-Jew did for him on Shabbos. It's considered like the previous case of tul chelkach b'Shabbos v'ani b'chayil, where they made this arrangement after becoming partners. Hanilach Perek Lefnei Edeim, Rav Baruch Shem completed the first Perek of Masechta Avodah Zarah, and we'll begin the second Perek Im Amidin in the next daf, Be'ezus Hashem.